This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
I'll call the meeting to order. Welcome to all the people attending the Commerce Committee today. I'd remind everyone in attendance to please silence whatever electronic device you may have on your person. As a reminder, any infractions will go to support the Wounded Warrior Project here at a donation level to be determined by the chair or vice chair in my absence. I'd ask the secretary to please call roll for us.
Following senators: Bradford.
Here.
Hager.
Here.
Nordstrom.
Here.
Sharma.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Greenfield. Kurd.
Here.
It's a
quorum exists. We'll call for an approval of the minutes from our last meeting last Thursday.
So moved.
Second.
Meeting approval motion by Senator Hagar, seconded by Senator Sutton. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The minutes are approved. If you're testifying before the Commerce Committee this morning, I'd remind you to please sign in on our log in the back. Also, if you are representing an entity other than yourselves, we would appreciate you being appropriately badged when you appear before the committee this morning. Pages that are helping us out this morning will be the conduit through which all handouts will be presented to the committee, and I'd remind everyone to direct their questions through myself or Vice Chairman Greenfield. Any other business that committee members would like to address before we start this morning? If not, I'm going to ask our pages to come up and say hello and tell us where they're from and what they're going to do after their page term with us stops. Morning.
Good morning. My name is Jessica Zempel. I go to Wilmot High School, and after this I'm going to go back to school, of course, but after that I plan on going to college for elementary education.
Oh, great. Well, you'll be watching the legislative session closely then, won't you, regarding the teacher pay issue and school funding and so on? It's great. Thank you for helping us out. Good morning.
Hi, my name is Hannah Lopes. I go to Aberdeen Christian School, and I plan to be an attorney. So,
plan to be what?
An attorney.
Oh, I'm sorry, an attorney, you said. Oh, well, good for you. No, I meant congratulations. Thank you for being here this morning and help us out. I appreciate it. We have a request for an announcement. Chris Nelson was up here this morning and asked me to remind everyone that today from 4 to 5 o'clock, in room 414, there will be a PUC briefing for legislators by the Public Utilities Commission. So if you can put that on your calendar for this afternoon, 4 p.m., room 414, the PUC briefing. We have some reappointments to consider. First on the agenda this morning, the first is Theodore H. Husted from Pennington County, Wall, South Dakota, to be reappointed to the South Dakota Board of Economic Development. Anyone that would like to testify this morning as a proponent for Mr. Husted, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Aaron Scheibe. I'm the Deputy Commissioner of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. Mr. Chairman, if it's okay with you, since we have four total Board of Economic Development individuals, I would just propose I kind of give a little bit of a synopsis for each, and then you can move on to committee business if you'd prefer to do it that way, or I can go individually if you'd like.
You can talk about all four of them without reservation by any of the committee members. Seeing none, please proceed. Okay. So we'll start with Mr. Husted and then run the gamut.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Before I get into Mr. Husted specifically, I just wanted to give the committee a little bit of an overview of the Board of Economic Development, just in case you might not be familiar with it. The Board of Economic Development is a 13-member board with four non-voting legislative members in addition. This board is a very important board to the Governor's Office of Economic Development. It oversees our flagship Revolving Economic Development Initiative Lending Program, or the Ready Loan Program, as well as the process to award out assistance and grants through the Building South Dakota programs that were authorized by the legislature. So a very important board to the Governor's Office of Economic Development. Board members have significant business experience and community knowledge, as you'll see as I detail the qualifications here. And they're very active, meeting in many cases several times a month. And we obviously rely quite a bit on their input when we're evaluating applications as well as policy proposals. So let me just turn to Mr. Husted to start, if I could, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Husted was appointed first to the board in March of 2011. He serves on the grant committee for the board. He is the former president of Wall Drug Store in Wall, South Dakota. He is a University of North Dakota alum with a background in political science and economics, completed a three-year officer personnel management program at Harvard Business School, has quite a wealth of experience in the business world. He serves on the governor's tourism board in addition to being involved in South Dakota politics, married with two sons in college, and is certainly very active on the Board of Economic Development, a commitment to sort of his credo of South Dakota is a great place to live and raise a family, be in business, and retire. So Mr. Husted has been invaluable in his contributions to the board, particularly representing a small area or a small community in the state. I can move on to Pat Prestrallo as well. Mr. Prestrallo was appointed in January of 2012 to the Board of Economic Development. He serves on our credit committee, which evaluates all applications for our loan programs. He was born and raised in Madison and graduated from University of South Dakota. After a brief stint in Idaho, he moved back to South Dakota in the middle 1970s, went into business with his father, and of course you're probably most familiar with Prestrallo's auto dealerships in the eastern part of the state. He's been in business in that business since 1976, so again, a wealth of business experience. He and his wife, Deb, have two grown children and five grandchildren. Moving on to Don Kettering. Don is was appointed first to the board in March of 2011. Again, he also serves on the credit committee. He was South Dakota born, raised on a farm, went to Brentford High School, Northern State College for his bachelor's, as well as SDSU for his master's. After a brief stint in the United States Army, he was involved and has been involved in ag banking for 38 years, which again is just underscores the amount of experience we have on this board. He's lived and worked in the Yankton community for almost four decades, and he and his wife have two children and five grandchildren. And that covers the reappointments. There is one individual who is a new appointee to the board as of May 2015, and his name is Norbert Sebade of Rapid City. Norbert serves on the credit committee. He has a bachelor's degree in business administration from Black Hills State University. He retired in 2010 after 43 years in the banking industry. The last position he held was as regional president of First Interstate Bank. So again, a wealth of experience in the banking world certainly has brought a very good and valued perspective to the credit committee. He is involved in a number of different philanthropic activities, including Children's Home Foundation, South Dakota Health and Education Authority, as well as the South Dakota Community Foundation. And he serves on the First Interstate Greater Wall Foundation as well. He and his wife, Jane, have two children and two grandchildren. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you. I appreciate your time this morning. Are there committee questions, comments, and or actions regarding the executive reappointments being three and the executive appointment being one?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sutton had his finger up slightly ahead of you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With the appointment of Mr. Sebade, was there someone that left the board, or was there, I mean, can you go through that process with me a little bit?
Yeah, the appointment of Mr. Sebade was necessitated by the departure of Tom Burchill from the board. That was just a part of our regular turnover.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Sharma, outstanding watch, by the way. It's terrific.
There's a story about that. We'll share it sometime.
All right.
I wanted to speak to Mr. Kettering. He's a bit of a holic type of person. He's a workaholic and volunteer-aholic. He's a really great person, and I know that he's done a great job on the board, and I would rise in support.
Further Senate Commerce Committee questions or actions for the executive reappointments and appointment? Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to comment on Mr. Husted. My father and his father were close in there. What we call the old days, and definitely a very big promoter of economic development. And the family is really, really pro South Dakota and pro development of economics. And I am quite glad to recommend him.
Thank you, Senator Bradford. Further committee comments, questions or actions for the executive reappointments and the one appointment before us this morning? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would you like these dealt with individually?
At your discretion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would move that the committee would advise and consent to the executive reappointments of Theodore Husted, Pat Pastrallo, and Donald L. Kettering, and the executive appointment of Norbert Sebade.
Thank you. Motion by Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Sharma, that the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee advise and consent to the executive reappointments of the three candidates before us this morning, Theodore H. Husted, Pat L. Pastrallo, and Donald L. Kettering, and the executive appointment of Norbert Sebade to the South Dakota Board of Economic Advisors. Comments on your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to state that these folks who have been on the committee, their respective committees in the past, have done a good job, and I'm certain that they will be equally fantastic going forward. And I also like what I'm hearing about Mr. Sebade, so I would encourage your advice and consent. And then also, I'm mindful that we can put these on consent, but I know that some people might want to deal with them, might want to speak to certain people on the floor, so we could take that up. If anybody wants to speak to certain people, speak up. Otherwise, I'll make a motion to put them on consent when the time is right.
Thank you. Further comments on Senator Greenfield's motion? Seeing none, the question before the Senate Commerce Committee this morning is to advise and consent on the executive reappointments of Theodore H. Husted, Pat L. Pastrallo, Donald L. Kettering, and the executive appointment of Norbert Sebade. All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary.
Senator Sutton.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Sharma.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Vote is unanimous.
The vote is unanimous on the executive reappointments of the three individuals before us and the one executive appointment. Senator Greenfield?
May I ask first, would anybody like to speak to certain individuals on the floor?
I'd like to, but it's not required, so it's kind of up to you.
Well, which one was it that you would like to speak to?
Mr. Kettering, I believe.
Okay, well, at the moment, then, I would move that we place Mr. Husted, Mr. Pastrallo, and Mr. Sebade's appointments and reappointments on consent.
Okay. Senator Greenfield has moved that Theodore Husted, Pat L. Pastrallo, and Norbert Sebade's executive reappointment and appointment be placed on the consent calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Those will be on the consent calendar, and unless there's a motion for Donald Kettering, he will proceed with regular order.
I move to place on the consent calendar as well.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Sharma that Donald L. Kettering's executive reappointment be placed on the consent calendar, seconded by Senator Greenfield. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? They will all be on the consent calendar. Thank you very much. We'll now move to Senate Bill 42. You'll recall that we considered that bill last Thursday, and there were some questions about the verbiage and wording. I believe those questions have been evaluated and perhaps resolved, and I think there may be an amendment that the committee can address this morning. So with that preface, we'll take up Senate Bill 42. It's increased certain fees for boxing, kickboxing, and mixed martial arts competition. We've heard a committee testimony already on Senate Bill 42, so we're in the committee discussion, action, and or questions phase for Senate Bill 42. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move an amendment. It's Amendment 42RA. I'm passing them out as we speak. This was worked up by the gentleman who testified before the committee last week and our Legislative Research Council staff. I appreciate their efforts. We can walk through it quickly. If you'll go to page 2 of the printed bill, on page 2, line 4, you're going to strike everything before the period. So the statement will read, up until that point, establish a fee on the percentage of gross revenues from any boxing, kickboxing, or mixed martial arts competition or sparring exhibition held in the state. Okay? So you'll get rid of, to cover the expenses of the South Dakota Athletic Commission. On page 2, line 5, you will delete the underlined portion, $5,000 or. So it'll say the fee established under the subdivision may not exceed 5% of the gross revenues, etc. On page 2, line 7, you're going to remove the overstrikes that appear over however, comma. And on page 2, line 8, you will delete whichever is greater and insert the commission may establish and impose a minimum exhibition fee not to exceed $5,000 to cover the expenses of the South Dakota Athletic Commission. So what that does is it states that it addresses the concerns that I brought up and that were discussed in committee. It will establish that there is a 5% fee, but it will also establish that the commission may promulgate rules that would allow them to cover their costs up to $5,000. And then down below, we have not done anything where we're amending the rule, where their administrative rule, where they're asking for $3,000 to be that minimum. At this point. So, I think it addresses my concerns adequately, and I would urge your support. I don't know, Mr. Chairman, if the gentleman would like to speak to this at all, but.
Mr. Hart, did you have any comments on the motion? I think Senator Greenfield's explained it well. It allows the commission to set a minimum fee of up to $5,000. My understanding from Mr. Hart is that they propose by administrative rule to make the minimum fee currently $3,000 with a 5% of revenues fee that has no cap. So if we have a $10 million event that arises out of South Dakota somewhere, the commission will take 5% of $10 million and put that towards the expenses associated within the competition and the commission as well. But it also gives them some latitude to increase the minimum fee from $3,000 up to a ceiling of $5,000 until such time as raising that becomes necessary, when I assume you'll be back before us asking for the ability to raise the minimum ceiling again. Is that correct?
That is correct, but I hope we never have to come back and ask to raise that ceiling. The amendment, as Vice Chairman Greenfield had stated, the amendment clarifies the questions and the concerns that were had last Thursday in regards to raising the minimum from $1,000 to $5,000 and also having the 5% as well for the gross revenues. As Vice Chairman Greenfield stated and Senator and Chairman Kurt had stated, the second part of this legislation asks for you to increase the administrative rule so we can go from 1,000 to 3,000. We're not asking for all 5,000. This is all about sustainability. We're just trying to get our revenues to match the current expenses.
Thank you, Mr. Hart. Are there further committee questions, comments, or is there action contemplated outside of the amendment 42RA moved by Senator Greenfield, and I'm going to say was seconded by Senator Bradford?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would also like to thank Mr. Hart for providing the chair and myself as the vice chair the answers to the questions that we posed last week. I do have one other question. Could you just explain, well, first of all, could you let us know what the current balance is? It was about 20-some thousand, if I'm not mistaken. And then also, if you would explain what the other states surrounding us, what their situation is, that would be great.
Thank you, Mr. Hart, please.
Chairman Kurt, the first part of Vice Chairman Greenfield's question was the current balance of the South Dakota Athletic Commission. At the end of the fiscal year, of 16 or 15, so as of July 1st of 2015, there was $28,000 in the account. As of December of 2015, it's in the $17,000 to $18,000 range. So it continues to drop. And one of the concerns that we have is that we have a lot of the events that all they draw is the minimum $1,000. And so we're trying to stem that right now. The second part of Vice Chairman Greenfield's question was what the surrounding states to South Dakota have. When we first drafted the legislation or the statutes and the administrative rules, the commission used the state of Wyoming and North Dakota as kind of a template to see what they had. And Wyoming has the same statute. They have an application fee and then a 5%. And as Chairman Curtis stated, if it's a $10 million event, it's $500,000. North Dakota has an application fee, and it's 3%. They're in a little bit better shape than our commission. A couple reasons. They have a lot more of the larger events. They have a lot of the larger events that happen in Williston and Minot. So they're generating the extra revenue from those events. And the second reason is a lot of their commission and the staff is melded into their state employees under their Secretary of State.
Thank you. Further questions for Mr. Hart? Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Hart, do you know, and when you're in contact with the groups that are putting these events on, you know, if they're getting charged $1,000 or if they get charged a proposed $3,000, are they making any money off these events? Do you have those conversations with them? Just give me a little feel for what that looks like.
Senator.
Mr. Hart.
Senator Sutton, back in December of this year, the South Dakota Athletic Commission did a large administrative rules change, and it was noticed up. In fact, Senator Bradford was a part of the Interim Rules Committee. At that time, the South Dakota Athletic Commission thought we had the ability to raise the minimum from $1,000 to $3,000. And so we noticed that up in rules. And reached out to over 21 industry players.
Excuse me, Mr. Hart, just a second. Would you ask those gentlemen to move their conversation down the hallway? It's somewhat distracting. They're right outside the door. Thank you for doing that. You are going to be an attorney because you went right out there and got right in the middle of that. That was outstanding. Thank you, Mr. Hart. I'm sorry for the interruption. Please proceed.
Thank you, Chairman Kirk. And the commission reached out to 21 industry players, and at that time there wasn't any negative feedback or comment on the increase from the $1,000 to $3,000. In regards to whether they're making money, I don't know if they are or not. All we see is if they're a minimum application, they provide us with $1,000. And obviously, if they don't have to pay anything more than that, they're generating $20,000 or less in revenue, in gross revenue. I don't know what their other expenses are that they're incurring. The RFA events, as we testified earlier in the information we provided to Vice Chairman Greenfield, per event fee is in the $4,500 to $6,000 range. So on the $4,500 range, they're generating revenue, gross revenue again, in that $95,000 to $112,000 range, $120,000 range.
Thank you, Mr. Hart. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One other thing, though, that we talked about last week is that they have the opportunity, in addition to the event itself, to do some promotional events leading up to, and that would be another opportunity for them to seize some revenues.
That's it, Chairman Kirk. That's a great point. There's promotional weigh-ins that the promoters might have off-site the day before the event to generate extra revenue as well.
Thank you. Well, the question before the committee is the Senator Greenfield motion to amend Senate Bill 42 with the Amendment 42RA that lays on the desk in front of us. I'm going to ask the committee to vote yea if they support and nay if they oppose on Senate Bill 42 Amendment RA. Roll call vote, please. I can do voice vote. Voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're now under consideration for the committee is Senate Bill 42 as amended. I have a question for Mr. Hart, if you'd come back up. Question, since we're considering the larger bill, and it relates to the commission itself. Can you just enlighten the committee just before we vote on Senate Bill 42 as it lays in front of us now with the amendment as to the people that are on the that serve on the commission? There are commissioners. There are probably some administrative staff. So
sure.
We have this. Perhaps some of us have a concept that there's a commission somewhere in a building sitting waiting to do work, and then they have these resources of cash, and then they only work when the cash is there, and then the cash dwindles down, and then they all go away and do something else. Can you just tell us a little bit operationally about who the commission is, how it works, and how this funding increase that we've just given you the authority to add, how that works its way through the system?
Sure. Chairman Kurt, if I may. The South Dakota Athletic Commission is currently made up of five members throughout the state of South Dakota. The members are no different than any type of other commission where there is an appointment from the governor. The five members, the chair of the commission is Mike Helmer. Other members include Lee Loaf, Margaret Galipsey, who actually, I take that back, she just recently resigned. She'd been replaced by Dr. Verl Valentine. Dr. Richard Little is also on the commission. And I think, is that five? Is that all five? Within the Department of Labor and Regulation, we have an attorney, an employee that does help out with the commission. But not unlike any other board and commission throughout the state, the Department of Labor and Regulation contracts for services to do the pre-fight administration, day-of-the-event administration, and post-fight administration, and also to assist in conducting commission meetings, which happen 7 to 8 times a year. And their staff consists of Jennifer Stolle and the staff that she has.
Thank you. Senator Bradford, you have a question?
In these events, how are the referees handled? Is that do they have to accomplish certain to be qualified to referee these events?
Chairman Kerb. My understanding is that the referees have to be licensed in the state of South Dakota, and that's part of the responsibilities. There's licensing for the referees, the scorekeepers, and the participants. And I believe there is a check on the referees. One of the requirements in administrative rules that was recently changed was referees, I believe, cannot consume alcohol within an X number of hours pre and post pre a fight.
Thank you. Don't run away quite yet. I have one more question. So this will be a weeds level question, but since we have nothing but time here for the committee this morning, we're following the rule of the work expands to fit the time allotted a little bit. I'm not going to let it go on forever, but my question is about the mechanics and the operations. I heard you say, I think, that the commission contracts for services for pre-fight, post-fight administration. Do I understand correctly that the commission does the work contracted, or excuse me, the Department of Labor and Regulation is contracted by the commission to do the work, so the commission then reimburses the department? Is that how it works?
What, Chairman Kurd, so when the South Dakota Athletic Commission was formed, they picked an agency to place it under. And it was placed on their Department of Labor and Regulations. So it's the Department of Labor and Regulations' responsibility to oversee the South Dakota Athletic Commission. The South Dakota Athletic Commission and then the Department of Labor and Regulation contracts the administration, the oversight to ensure that all the work that's complete. not the oversight. It's still overseen by the Department of Labor, but all the work that goes into having these events is done by an entity called Midwest Solutions.
Okay.
And so we contract with them on a yearly basis.
So that was the nature of my question. So commission collects the money, the department administers the contract, and it's a private contractor, Midwest Solutions, that
yes.
does the actual work, and that's why we see the fund balance. It's not just moving of money from one accounting column within the state to another. It's actual funds that are coming in, being collected, then being distributed for the administration of a service through a private contractor. That's what I was trying to get you to tell us.
Okay.
So that's the question I was asking. Thank you very much. Are there other questions for Mr. Hart or any other committee questions or comments and or action regarding Senate Bill 42 as amended? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move due pass on Senate Bill 42 as amended.
A motion by Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Bradford, that Senate Bill 42 receive a due pass motion as amended. Comments on your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, thank you to Mr. Hart and to our LRC staff for working on the language. And also thank you to Mr. Hart and his people for getting answers to the questions that I posed. You've given me a level of confidence that going forward, this is the right way to proceed. And I would also just remind the committee that at its inception, the commission was given a $90,000 appropriation, and that has now fallen to the level of, that we discuss here, $28,000 at the end of the fiscal year, and the current balance, and in the $17,000-$18,000 range. So there is a need for this if the commission is going to be sustained. So I would encourage your affirmative vote on the bill, and give them our vote of confidence. Thank you,
Senator Sutton.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I've thought about this one quite a bit, and I think I'm generally supportive of the goal to get to a $3,000 number. What I don't support is the $5,000 cap. I understand that it would have to still go through rules, and that we're setting this in rules now at $3,000. But because of that reason, and because of the seemed to me somewhat of an open door policy, I'm going to be opposing this motion. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Sutton. Further comments on Senator Greenfield's motion that Senate Bill 42 do pass as amended? If not, I would ask Secretary to please call the roll for the vote. Those in favor, aye. Those opposed, signify by nay.
Following Senators Nordstrom.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Sutton.
No.
Sharma.
Aye.
Hager.
No.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
5 yes, 2 no.
Senate Bill 42 will proceed to the Senate floor with a due pass motion as amended. Thank you all. That concludes the Senate Committee on Commerce's work for this morning, and actually for the week as it stands, because we have no other bills to consider on Thursday. Perhaps the other committees that just haven't had a chance to get to work yet could send us some of their work so we could show them what an efficient committee is like and how we get the work done here at the Capitol on behalf of the people of our state. Having said that, now we'll probably get loaded up. But at this point, the next meeting of the Senate Commerce Committee will more likely than not be 1 week from today at 10 a.m. So we will not plan on calendaring a meeting on Thursday unless the need should arise out of the activity off the Senate floor today. That being said, a reminder of the PUC briefing today at 4 o'clock, room 414. And also, I believe, tomorrow afternoon, I was asked to make an announcement about a informational meeting for the Senate and the House in room 414 after session regarding the governor's proposed education adjustments, the funding mechanism, and also a briefing on the Blue Ribbon Task Force on Education and the 28 recommendations that they came up with after meeting over the last year. So three different topics, three different presenters, but a wealth of information to be presented, to my understanding. I don't know the time for sure. I just know it's after both chambers adjourn tomorrow afternoon. So put that on your calendar. I think it'll be well worth attending. Any other business before the Senate Commerce Committee this morning? If not, a motion by Senator Nostrup to adjourn.
Second.
Senator by Senator Sutton, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Commerce is adjourned. Thank you.